With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A New York judge sparing Donald Trump a corporate death penalty ruling, but his business did get hit with bans and cash penalties. The former president calling the verdict a complete and total sham.
How will Donald Trump pay up now that he's lost two New York civil cases totaling $443 million? On Friday, a judge ruling Trump must pay $355 million for inflating his properties to get low-interest loans. Trump not saying how he'd pay, only that he'd appeal, and
they used a statute, it's a consumer fraud statute, that's never been used for a thing like this.
There's also the $88 million he was ordered to pay to E. Jean Carroll for calling her a liar about sexual assault. Trump also vowing to appeal. Under state law, he has to pay interest on any penalties. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, United States analyzing intelligence that Russia has the capability of an anti-satellite weapon.
The White House says there is no operational weapon and that such technology cannot directly cause physical destruction on Earth. But National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the threat is still troubling.
It could affect services here on Earth. There's no question about that. That's why we are taking this so seriously.
Kirby confirmed U.S. intelligence after the Republican head of the House Intelligence Committee issued a vague security warning about Russia this week. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Officials investigating that house explosion and fire that killed one firefighter, injured nine others in the community of Sterling, Virginia. They found a large underground propane tank with a leak. Short time later, a huge blast rocked the area while firefighters were still inside the home. This is SRN News. Well, Americans say churches are having a very positive impact on their communities.
59% of the general public tells the Pew Research Center that local houses of worship and religious organizations are making things better. Republicans are more likely than Democrats to believe this, but nearly half of Democrats also say churches are good for the community. Amongst religious Americans, as you might expect, strong majorities approve of the work that faith groups are doing, but even one-third of non-religious people also say churches are positive. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A near-total abortion ban rejected by lawmakers in the Virginia House of Delegates, both Democrats and Republicans joining in an 8-to-1 vote in a House subcommittee to kill the measure, which would have prohibited abortions except in a case to save the mother's life. On a party-line vote, the Democrats on the same panel voted down a different bill that would have prohibited abortions. This is SRN News. A West Virginia lawmakers now pushing to make that state the 12th in the nation to ban smoking in cars with children. John Scott reports.
The state Senate passed a bill making it a misdemeanor to smoke in a vehicle with a child under 17. The bill goes to the House of Delegates, but people can't be pulled over just for smoking with a child present. West Virginia has the highest use of cigarette smoking among adults in the nation. The CDC says 11 states have that ban. John Scott reporting.
Hall of Fame basketball coach Lefty Driesell has died at his home in Virginia. He rebuilt a number of struggling programs, and over a five-decade career, he won 786 games. Driesell put Maryland on college basketball map, but he also coached at Davidson, James Madison, and Georgia State. More details at SRNNews.com.